Frankenton knew his well-documented violation of federal campaign finance law would come up last night, and he came prepared, so much so that he raised the issue himself just seconds into the debate.
Unfortunately, during the next 60 minutes, my opponent, who is a 20-year lobbyist, will try to impugn my integrity and my character, personally attack me and my family.
Ginta's forecast was partially true. His illegal receipt of $355,000 from his parents during his 2010 run for Congress, a race in which he beat Rich Ashew in the primary, did get plenty of attention. WMUR even rolled tape of Ginta's past statements on the issue, that the FEC had exonerated him, that the money his parents gave him was money he'd earned. Both claims have been disproven, but Ginta never got flustered and kept moving.
The reality is, I've answered every question, and I have put myself up for re-election because of the good work that I am doing on behalf of the state, like focusing on the heroin epidemic, focusing on a repeal of the Cadillac tax, focusing on the six pieces of legislation that I got signed into law by this president. That's what I think New Hampshire voters ultimately want us to be discussing.
Rich Ashew agreed voters want to hear about other things, but he also argued Ginta's FEC violation is serious.
Our congressman, the person representing us, broke the law and lied about it, and broke the law in a way that this is a campaign finance scandal that we've never seen the likes of before in New Hampshire. Well, that's a disgrace.
Ginta, meanwhile, worked hard to impugn Ashew's past work at defense contractor BAE Systems, where, among other things, Ashew was a registered lobbyist.
The reality is that you're a Washington lobbyist. You have been for three decades, as you said at the last debate. And I don't think a lobbyist will be a change agent, particularly given the fact that you are the candidate that is supported and endorsed by the establishment in our state. You know, I'm the guy who's the outsider who's trying to fight for families. I think that is what the choice is about, not to mention as the lobbyist, You directed money to Hillary Clinton. You directed money to Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
You directed money to Gene Shaheen.
I don't think that is a good reflection. Everybody's paying attention to the fact we have a 20-year career politician running as an outsider.
Yet on the issues, Ginta and Ashew largely agreed. Both called for securing the border and opposed tightening gun laws. They both said they believe life begins at conception, and both were concerned that efforts to address climate change would cause overregulation. But one place they did split was over GOP nominee Donald Trump. Ashew said he'd vote for Trump, but says he doesn't believe it's a candidate's role to tell voters who to support for president, while Ginta said helping Trump is part of being a team player.
So I want to, you know, help unite people around Donald Trump, not just within our party, but independents and Democrats who are frustrated with their nominee for president of the United States.
May I respond?
Yes.
First of all, let's be very clear. The team that Frank Ginta was part of called for his resignation. Every major Republican in the state called for his resignation. That is not being a team player.
But what about promising to endorse the winner of their primary? When that question was put, Frank Ginta gave a quick yes. Rich Ashew, meanwhile, said he'd consider it, but only if Ginta admitted he broke the law and lied and apologized to voters, a possibility that at this point seems exceedingly remote. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.